You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here's the latest news from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin. Indian benchmark indices remained muted throughout the day and closed lower or flat for the second day straight on Wednesday, as investors traded cautiously amid uncertainty about the way the 2024 Lok Sabha elections was progressing. Sensex, which had opened lower at 73,225, touched an intraday low of 73,073.92 and monetarily climbed to a high of 73,684.93 during the day's trade. At close, the Sensex was down 45.46 points, or 0.06%, at 73,466.39. Further, the Nifty 50, which had also opened lower at 22,231.20, climbed to an intraday low at 22,185.20. The index also climbed to an intraday high of 22,368.65 momentarily, but it ended flat at 22,302.50. Half of the 30 stocks on the BSE Sensex ended in the red. Up next, Canara Bank's net profit grew to Rs. 3,757.23 crore in the last quarter of FY24 from Rs. 3,174.74 crore in the same period a year ago, up 18.3% on year. Its net interest income came in at Rs. 9,580 crore, an increase of 11.18% on year in Q4 FY24 from Rs. 8,616 crore the bank reported in Q4 of FY23. Canara Bank has recommended a dividend of Rs. 16.10 per equity share, subject to the shareholders' approval. The bank's gross non-performing assets ratio was reduced to 4.23% in Q4 of FY24, compared to 5.53% it reported in Q4 of FY23. Its net NPA ratio declined at 1.27% in the quarter ending March of FY24, from 1.73% it posted in Q4 of FY23. Moving on, India received over $111 billion in remittances in 2022, the largest in the world, becoming the first country to reach and even surpass the $100 billion mark, the United Nations Migration Agency has said. The International Organization for Migration, in its World Migration Report 2024 launched Tuesday, said that in 2022, India, Mexico, China, the Philippines, and France were the top five remittance recipient countries. According to the report's data, India was the top country receiving remittances in 2010 of $53.48 billion, 2015 of $68.91 billion, and 2020 of $83.15 billion, with the remittances crossing the $100 billion mark to reach $111.22 billion in 2022. In another development, Kinetic Engineering, already in long-term contracts with global auto majors like Renault-Nissan, BRP, Magna Powertrain, American Axle, is now focusing on EVs along with exports to drive growth. Typically, electric vehicles need a lot less components than the conventional IC engines. However, transmissions are still required and Kinetic Engineering is better on its ability to develop different types of gas to power its Rs. 700 crore in 5-year revenue target. At the moment, exports contribute nearly 50% of its revenue. This is as a result of the several long-term contracts that Kinetic Engineering has linked with key auto manufacturers globally. A major chunk of exports are to the US and Mexico. Meanwhile, Meta has introduced enhanced generative AI features for advertisers, offering full image and text generation capabilities aimed at aiding businesses in their growth efforts. The objective is to assist advertisers throughout the advertising journey, including improving ad performance by aiding in the development of creative variations and automating certain aspects of the ad creation process. For the first time, businesses can create full image variations inspired by the original ad creative, incorporating text overlay capabilities. This includes generating new backgrounds around product images and adjusting images to fit various surfaces more effectively. This feature is currently being rolled out, with plans to allow businesses to provide text prompts for better creative customization in the future. In other news, the Civil Aviation Ministry has sought a report from Air India Express regarding its flight cancellations after a section of its cabin crew reportedly called in sick in protest against alleged mismanagement at the airline. An official has said that the ministry has called for a report and asked the airline to resolve the issue promptly. Air India Express has also been instructed to provide passengers with facilities in accordance with DGCA regulations. This comes after 90 flights were cancelled by Air India Express since Tuesday night. Earlier, an Air India Express spokesperson said the airline is actively communicating with the cabin crew members to understand the reasons behind their sick reports. Lastly, in Wednesday's trading session, shares of AC maker Voltas experienced a sharp decline of 9% during the opening trades. This plunge followed the company's report of a 19% decrease in net profit for Q4 FY24. The share price of Voltas fell by 9.15% to reach an intraday low of ₹1,262 on the NSE. According to the latest financials, Voltas recorded a consolidated net profit of ₹116 crore for the quarter ending March 31, 2024, marking a notable decline from ₹144 crore reported in the corresponding period of the previous year. You were listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.